Hey guys, this is the Captain's Log. I got Dr. Dollar. We're coming at you today with Joni. She's going to do 11,200 Kegels. This machine is absolutely amazing. Doc, are you ready to go?
Oh yeah, excited.
Are we going to make it happen?
Oh yeah, it's going to be amazing. Joni, very excited.
What do we say? BTLEM Sella. BTLEM Sella. This machine's going to turn it up right now.
Dr. Dollar, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much.
We have Joni here today. She's going to do some Kegel exercises, yes?
Oh yeah, we're very excited.
We got a new booty contraption. What is this called?
This is called the BTL Emcella. I'm very, very excited to be the first one in Southwest Florida to have this, Captain. So this is amazing, amazing equipment.
It is a big deal
because a lot of women and men suffer from incontinence, urgent incontinence, and as well as stress urinary incontinence. And what is incontinence? What's going on? So as we age, things change in our body. For women, things change in the vagina. Joni had a couple of kids before. Gravity takes an effect. You have decreased contractility in that area. And when you cough or sneeze, you may leak a little bit of urine. That's called stress urinary incontinence. Then there is another condition called urgency or urgent incontinence, is when you gotta go, you gotta go to the bathroom. And many men and women have a combination of the two.
What do I have? I hold it for
you
hours on
no,
end.
No, no, I see you in the bathroom
all
the time.
No, that's my first time of the day.
No, I see you all the time. He's running around all the
it's
time.
It's not good, right? No, you shouldn't hold it.
You should empty your bladder frequently, but not that frequently. So every couple of hours, hour and a half, 2 hours, you should empty your bladder. You should drink enough fluids. That tells me either you don't drink enough water, and again, Joni and I, we were talking about, you know, diet and beyond modification is the most important thing. Don't drink soda, don't drink iced tea, don't drink anything that irritates your bladder. Drink plenty of water.
What about iced coffee? Still bad?
You know, I drink coffee in the morning, and I drink sometimes iced coffee in the morning, but in the evening, if you drink that, it's a diuretic. You're going to go more frequently to the bathroom. So that's very important.
All right, tell me how this bad boy works. It looks like a space shuttle. We're going to take off here.
I can't wait.
Am I going to get some side effect action over here?
You may.
It's magnetic, right?
Magnetic. Make sure you don't have any metal on you.
I like this.
So this machine is electromagnetic power, the same as an MRI machine. As a matter of fact, this is a 2.5 Tesla. Tesla is those units that we use to measure that type of magnetism. And essentially that gives contraction in your perineum, in the area between your anus and your vagina in this case.
The taint. That's what I call it.
That's the medical term for that. Captain Brian, Dr. Brian here.
I'm sorry.
So that gives you a contraction there. So this machine in 28 minutes will give you 11,200 contraction in that area. So it will increase the muscle, that muscle hypertrophy. So when you have contraction, this is called the bicep
muscle.
Look at
those biceps, this guy. He's all pumped up. He wants to show off the biceps right away.
So this is a skeletal muscle, the biceps. When you are pumping it, this muscle grows. If I stimulate that nerve that goes to that muscle, it will also grow. It will also hypertrophy. So what we want is that sphincter and all that area in the perineum that the muscle is going to increase in strength. Both of your sphincter, as well as all the surrounding muscles that are going to increase. So a lot of women, we recommend that you're going to do Kegel exercises. I'm sure your doctor told you that, to do Kegel exercises.
Can I do some Kegels on here?
On here, yes.
How many?
11,200.
What if we go longer? Can she do 15,000?
No, we recommend 28 minutes. 28 minutes, you do 11,200, and that's what FDA approved it for. And that's plenty. Remember, if you had to do it by yourself at home, you do 4 Kegel exercises, you get tired,
you're
and you say, the heck with it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
My Kegels are done.
That's right. So these are the contraction are very, very strong. They're very, very powerful. And 11,200, that's a lot of contraction. It's impossible to do 11,200 in a lifetime, let alone in 28 minutes.
So how fast is it going to go? Like, bah, 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 bah.
So it goes, it has a routine, it has a rhythm. And I can increase or decrease the intensity. It depends on how Joni feels like. She feels like, okay, I'm comfortable, I'm not too comfortable. Overall, patients.
I say we crank her right up.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go big time. I mean, she's.
We're going for a record here today, guys. This is the most Kegels ever on a podcast, ever.
The key, it doesn't hurt. It doesn't. As a matter of fact, most women and men say it feels good.
And so, how effective is this product? I know this is the first one in the U.S.
No, so this is this, this equipment is the overall firstly approved in the US, but we are the first one to have it in Southwest Florida.
Wow.
Yeah, so remarkable. So how effective it is? Several studies show that if you do it for six treatment, what we talked about, six treatment, 95% improvement. Remarkable.
Really?
Remarkable. What's the alternative? The alternative is to take pills that have significant side effects, or to have surgery that have major side effects. So this is completely non-invasive. As you see, Johnny is wearing something thin, but she's completely clothed, no problem whatsoever. Very few contraindications. Of course, if you have a pacemaker or any metallic things are contraindication, yeah. But otherwise there are no major contraindications.
So you could just bring your wife in, hang out with her, and she can do her Kegel.
And she can do the Kegel exercise. You can watch TV here, yeah. and you know, we have Netflix, and people watch Netflix, you know, House of Cards or something else.
Very nice.
And it's very, very, very convenient.
Okay.
But again, efficacy is there.
95%?
95%.
How come every person doesn't have one of these?
I know. That's new. It's brand new. It's coming. It's coming. It's before you know it. I mean, nobody wants to have surgery and nobody wants to have pills. You know that. Right. I don't take any pills. I don't like to. I don't like doctors. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, people are watching live.
Hey!
But I really, really don't like doctors. I don't like hospitals. I don't like pills. I try to go as much natural as we can. Kegel exercises, doctors have been preaching about it for years and years and years. This is a way to augment that.
Is this for guys and girls or just for
so
men?
FDA approved for women, but again, men, not, you know, not without FDA approval, can use that if they have urgency frequency as well as urge incontinence. I've tried it on men. I've tried it myself, as a matter of fact. It felt great.
I'm going to sit in the captain's
chair. Of course.
I'm going to get some Kegels in.
Of course.
And you should. Put some lead in my pencil.
And you should.
Yeah.
And again, there are other benefits to this procedure that we see now. And we're doing a lot of research about that. Benefits when it comes to sexual health. You know, if you have incontinence, you're going to be less comfortable in the bedroom. Because, you know, it's embarrassing. Right. You're worried that you're going to leak, or you're worried you smell, or anything like that. That's one. Two, if all the muscle in down there is stronger, you have to have better orgasm. Again, this is something that we're not promoting it as, you know, this is something that you should do it for that, but this is what we call side effect that we like. It's a good side effect. In life,
she was a good guinea pig. She said she would do it. She'll test out the product.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
In a hobby, she is a good sport. I mean, and actually going to benefit from, she's the ideal candidate for that. Two kids, have some urgency, some stress urinary incontinence. She's going to do fantastic with it. This is going to be ideal for her.
And she's going to tell me if it hurts.
Of course.
You're going to tell me what the pain level is.
Yeah.
I think it's none.
I think she's going to have fun and enjoy it. But we're going to turn the machine on in a second, and we're going to see how things are.
Is there downtime? How long is it down?
Zero downtime. 28 minutes in and out. You drive here, you get the procedure done, and you get out of here.
Vagina's ready to go.
Ready to
right
go
away.
For everything.
Like
no contraindication, you know, when it comes to whether you want to have sex that day, whether you eat, you drink. No problem whatsoever. Again, healthy living. I believe in healthy living. Captain Brian, we talked about that. I believe that you shouldn't drink soda. You should cut down on anything that irritates your bladder. And you
Absolutely.
Should eat healthy.
Yeah.
And you should, if you are ideal because you are lean and everything else. If you are heavy, a little heavier, try to lose weight. You have problem losing weight, talk to us. We'll talk to you about lifestyle changes. Not diet. I don't believe in diet. Lifestyle changes.
Revitalize Lounge, guys. You can find them on Facebook. They're all over. Just Google Revitalize Lounge, Fort Myers, Dr. Dollar. All right, let's fire this baby up.
Beautiful. I'm excited. I'm very, very excited. It's easy to fire up. We're going to start. And you are...
I hear it. I
you
hear
are,
it. Do you feel it?
I can feel like a little prickling, not the magnetic yet. I'm starting to feel a little bit more.
So what
up.
Are we at?
We are, she's a sport. I told her that I want to go big.
Oh,
go big,
that's
go
right.
home.
You can't
so
go
going
small
go.
And the captain's
we
like,
are going,
you go big
we are
going, or get out.
That's right. We are going big here. So we are going to go to 100% intensity. So you're going to feel contraction in exactly that area, that perineal area, that is going to improve that the nerves and the muscle are
is
going to contract.
Is it weird that we're sitting right here and her, she's clinching her?
Yeah, no, it's because women do that all
is
the
it clinching?
Time.
I do it when I'm sitting at the office.
Of course.
Oh, great. Oh, hey, yeah,
you.
Of course.
And
you
know,
talk about you. Hi, how can I help you? Hold on.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing
all
my
right.
Kegels now.
So, so any pain? Nothing?
Nothing.
And, but
no
it's,
pain.
But you feel the Kegels working?
Yeah, you can feel like the magnetics, and it's just, it's, yeah.
It's pulling.
You can make it feel, it feels like it's just squeezing.
Contraction. Right. Mm-hmm.
Is that what that ticking?
Yeah. That's a magnet. Is like polarizing that the muscle itself. and the muscle itself is contracting. I sat on it yesterday. I felt like my butt was on fire.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are we doing? How long now? Is it time us?
Yeah, 25 more minutes.
25 more minutes.
Of, I mean, this
how many kegels in is she?
I mean, no, I mean, she's about 2,000 kegels so
2,000
far.
2,000 kegels so far.
So,
come on!
Again, we got a tight contraction.
Go faster.
No, we need some max.
Sorry.
There's no.
Go faster.
28 minutes. So, again, we want you to feel the results are remarkable. Those patients that we have done so far, amazing.
She's going to have 6 treatments.
She's going to have a total of 6 treatments. Probably every third day, every fourth day, every fifth day, whenever you want to. Again, the study that were done, they were done for 6 treatments, and they were done every third day or so, twice a week. But again, this is doesn't have to. We
and
don't
that's
have to
that
follow.
Fast.
Yes.
How can I pump my biceps that fast?
You know, we are working on that. By the way, not in my office, but we are working on that, on increasing muscle contractility with things like that.
Right away. 2 weeks done.
No, not 2 weeks.
Two weeks of Hercules.
More. Right. For Hercules is different. Remember, that muscle overall, that muscle is very thin, and it's very small overall. The biceps, the back muscle,
oh, they
the
take
chest,
long movement.
It's a lot of work.
Wow.
And you have to eat healthy.
Yeah.
You know, for your chest, for it to be lean. Over there, there's not too much fat.
It's just
in the perineal area.
All muscle. All,
it's all
go.
Right, all contraction of the muscle.
All business.
It's very, very, very exciting.
All business.
Yeah, very, very exciting.
Are you excited? Wait. Is it feel good?
So,
or does it just feel weird?
Right now I feel like it's taking a break.
Well, we'll fix that. Dr. Dahl, let's get her revved that bad boy up.
Yeah, so sometimes it goes up and down. It has cycles. So, yeah, sometimes it gives you a little bit rest.
Okay, right
there's
there.
No time to rest on the captain's log. We're going full bore. Can you guys hear the kegels? Kegeling? I can hear them.
I'm cranking it up now.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Now I'm cranking it up. So you tell me when you feel...
Oh, hey!
Now we're cranking it up.
Yes.
So it does not start as a full blast. So far we did about 3,000 kegels.
3,000 kegels in.
So
I've done none. I'm going to do a couple right now.
Now you feel it good.
That's I'm getting a couple in myself.
Look at the smile. Look at the smile. Look at the smile. So, I mean, that's a side effect.
That's good.
So many women, you know, say that it feels like you have mini.
That would lick you up.
You should be able to feel this.
Mini orgasms. Mini orgasms, you feel.
Yes.
And some women that never experienced an orgasm before, they feel like that's, wow, if that's how an orgasm feels like.
I'm banging out a couple of kegels right now.
I'm
felt bad that she did all the kegels in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
so how's it doing? I feel like the
I feel the vibration.
Yeah, the vibration.
I
now.
Feel
the,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you feel it.
I want to feel
it. Look at the smile. I like the smile. You look at the face. Always for doctors, I look at the eyes. I look at the face. I see how do they feel. They feel good or not? Because they will tell me. I don't know.
Yeah, she's
they're
scared.
Happy. They're scared. What's going on? You have a smile on the face. No problem. You can do anything to somebody who's smiling at you.
Roman, we're getting your wife ready to go. She's about 6,000 kegels in, buddy. That's her husband. And I gotta tell him. He's ready.
Nice.
Get ready.
I'm happy for you, buddy. I'm happy for you.
So no pain.
No pain.
But tension. Tightness.
Yes. Yes.
And it's not gonna break it. It's ready to go. Yeah. Right after this, it's like fresh off the assembly line, right?
Amazing. Amazing. I'm so excited, Brian. I mean, this incontinence is a big issue. It's embarrassing.
Right.
It's a social problem, and there are stigma associated with that. It costs a lot of money. So a lot of women...
There's a whole porn category about that.
Really?
Yes.
You are crazy.
I'm just saying, you could probably Google a category.
Unbelievable.
But
in all seriousness, I mean, it costs a lot of money. I work out at the gym. A lot of the women wear pads all the time.
Yeah.
They go jumping on something, jump rope, jump on a trampoline, they lick urine. And people spend a lot of money. The side effect of the drugs are significant. Dry
really?
Mouth. Oh, yeah. All these drugs of Levutinine, Ditropan, Vesicare, you know, Tobias, they all have significant side effects. Dry mouth.
And this one cures it in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. 95%.
Guys, you better be calling. Calling Revitalized Lab. See Dr. Dahl. Gulfstream Urology. He's going to be booked.
It's truly remarkable. I'm very, very excited to offer it to my patients, to offer it here to anybody. That they're going to benefit from that.
I hear the ticking now. What's the ticking?
So now it takes a little break. It gives you a little bit break.
Are you getting the tick every time it ticks?
Mm-hmm. You do feel
like someone's doing this.
Oh,
wow, snap.
The ticket is different now. Before
the rubber band. You've done that before, the rubber band, no?
Yes.
The rubber band.
Now this is a tick, tock.
The rubber band.
Tick, tock. So we're switching it up.
Very, very exciting. Very, very exciting.
It feels like, you know, when you're at the doctor and they're tapping your knee kind of thing. Like, you feel that reaction, but it's...
How does it know to focus on your bunghole?
We position. We know. I know exactly where it is.
Oh, you know
and
where the magnet is.
I ask the patient to move a little bit.
See, I missed that part.
You missed that part.
So if you put your knee on it, it will jerk your knee.
You are going to feel it, but again, it's not designed for
not
that. I want it to go, the knee has no muscle in it.
It doesn't go right to it. You have to go on it.
I have to position
I
the
understand.
Patient, which takes us exactly
right.
20 seconds.
It's, yeah, you did it so fast, I didn't know.
Correct. To position the patient, and you know, I mean, you feel the vibration right now. I mean, you see, I mean,
now it's going.
Now it's going
like
crazy.
A machine gun now.
Because like any nerve, any muscle, you have saturation of that,
right.
So you feel like after a while you get, you know, if you do biceps 100 times, after a while it's going to go into spasm. You know, you go to the Gold Gym and you see the guys with the chest like moving. The chest is moving.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
You had that before.
I like to watch.
You know. You're so funny.
Women
right?
do that too.
Yeah, women
do
that
too.
Right.
I tell them to bounce.
But,
that's
essentially the muscle is getting into being oversaturated. So you feel that muscle twitching. And I said that
now
yesterday.
It's like a speedboat going by.
And
it's gone. Right? It comes and goes.
Remarkable.
It does.
Which one's better, the hard tick or the banging? The
fast, because the tick is just, you know, like a tap.
Yeah,
and like it gets a little more intense each time, but then like this right now, it's squeezing.
I want to do the damn chair. I want to be kegling it up. I'm doing a, getting a couple in at a time over here. She's getting thousands. That's not fair.
Yeah.
All right, Doc, well, what do we do? Let's,
so this is 100%.
She's going to wrap up.
Now it's 100%.
You got 100%.
100%.
100%.
Yeah.
And you're good.
And I'm good.
No pain.
Yeah.
Feels good. No problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, it's like going to the gym. It feels good. It's an exercise.
Yeah.
The most important muscle in the body is right now what you're sitting on.
What's
because everybody does for the bicep. I'm going to show everybody my bicep.
Yeah, he loves it. He loves to get his guns in. He's going to the gun show.
And again, and it's not an important muscle. Because what? When are we doing that when we lift
right.
up? Never.
So why do you have such big bicep, Doc? Come on now.
Come on in.
Hey, listen, let me ask you a question.
Yes,
so the cost of a treatment is what?
So, very good question. So, first of all, this, unfortunately, it's not covered by insurance.
No
for
insurance.
Any new technology, unfortunately.
Potentially, but right
eventually,
now.
In two or 3 years, it may be covered by insurance. So, right now, if you do one treatment, it's $295 for one
if
treatment.
If you buy it right now, $290. I gave you a $5 discount. Okay, right.
No, there's no discount.
Okay.
Right. But if you do six treatments, which we recommend to do six treatments, so it's going to be $249. So it's going to be about $1,500 for six treatments. And again,
but you're fixed.
You are investing in yourself. Right?
Exactly.
What's the most important investment?
Of course,
is invest in yourself. You invest in yourself. You're not going to wear pads. You're not going to have urgency. You're not going to have incontinence. Things are going to get better, whether it's sexually as well as socially, as well as you're going to have more confidence.
It's a better situation in your life.
Absolutely.
Overall.
Absolutely. So it's definitely. Again, and non-invasive,
right?
FDA approved. You know, you sit clothed. You're not sitting on somebody's butt here, right? So, so you're completely clothed. You don't need to have a special preparation. You drive yourself in and out during your lunch break.
I would go for the combo. I would go for the combo: the laser rejuvenation, the vaginal rejuvenation, and then this. Do the whole mix. Get it all. Mix it all up one day. You walk in. You walk out like a brand new Mercedes.
Captain Brian is getting excited here. One thing at a time. There's one thing at a time.
I'm just saying, drive in.
We want to throw the kitchen
drive
sink.
Out.
I'm very, very excited for you.
Me too.
Yeah, very, very excited.
Sorry, guys. Today I can't see who's on because we're over here. But it's been an interesting day.
Yeah,
this is
fun.
Very interesting.
Fun.
How many Kegels has she gotten in?
So far, about 7,000.
7,000 Kegels, baby!
7,000 Kegels.
We got 4,200 left.
Yes.
My bottom half's gonna have to take a nap after.
Is it?
Oh yeah.
She's gonna be exhausted.
No, it's
gonna
be a great feeling. great feeling.
Feel like a million bucks.
I felt great after, and I didn't do a full treatment. I did only 10 minutes.
Why, you chickened out?
No, I'm busy. I'm working. I know you think like I'm having
oh
fun
God, all day.
I work all day.
Captain, what are you doing? Let me text you. Captain, hey, what are we doing today? How
I'm
you
not
doing?
The captain.
First thing in the morning, he's
I'm not
messaging
the captain.
Me. At night, he's messaging me.
I wish I were a captain. Jeez. I went to medical school. Should have gone to captain school. I missed it. Yeah, very, very excited for you. Very, very excited. I'm excited for everybody. Really.
Yeah.
I'm excited for everybody that's going to have it done.
How many patients have already gone through the...
So we have... Yesterday we did 5 patients. Today you are the 7th. But tomorrow we're fully booked already.
So let me ask you. So if you're suffering from the incontinence like this,
yes.
You're taking a pill. It doesn't solve it? Once you stop the pill, it comes back?
It will come back.
So this thing fixes it?
This thing fixes it. But again, I cannot stop the aging process.
Right.
You are, no matter what, in a year you're going to be a year older. So we don't stop the aging process. So you have to, it's like going to the gym. You go to the gym, you get the bicep. Again,
yeah.
You get the bicep. If you stop working out, what's going to happen?
We can sell an annual subscription.
So
here on the Captain's Log, it's $290. Today, $289. Every year, you just pay me
so
the six at $289. I'll save you $6 a year.
Every few months, you should do maintenance. Like everything else in life. When you get a facial on your face, you do maintenance. When you go to the gym, you don't go to the gym one time, you do a couple of bicep curls, and
you're done.
I'll see you in 2 years.
That'd be nice.
No, that would be great. It doesn't work that way. You have to maintain things. You eat healthy, you eat healthy all your life. You don't say, okay, I'm going to eat healthy today, I'm going to have kale, and tomorrow I'm going to have Taco Bell. Taco Bell, tomorrow Taco Bell.
Today I eat kale.
No,
tomorrow.
It doesn't work that way. So, life, this is a lifestyle. This is, again, a lifestyle. This is not a life threat. You don't have a life-threatening situation.
Right.
But this is about your quality of life.
Yes.
And that's what we want to improve, your quality of life. So you feel more confident. You're going to feel more comfortable. You're going to be able to do stuff. You're going to not be able to rush to... You don't
Are you
to
feeling tired?
No, not at all.
Nothing.
Actually, the opposite.
Yeah, it feels...
So, just like when you work out, it gets you stimulated.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And again... Several women say they feel like a little bit like a mini orgasm.
Yeah.
And I did not feel like an orgasm when I sat on it. I can tell you that. But women say they
I
feel like
now
a
a little different ticking. There's a little. This is more like a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
This is a different.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Yeah.
That's a little different.
I do a very good impression of it. I've been studying my.
But this is very, very exciting.
My Amcella impressions.
This one has a little bit more vibration in it, whereas before it was kind of like squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Now I have squeeze, but vibration.
How many kegels are in our week?
About 10,000.
10,000. 10K, just like that.
No,
oh, so wait, back to the ticking. The tick-tocking.
So this is very, very, very
yeah.
exciting. I'm very, very happy for my patients to have it done.
And they come how often...
So again, the first 3 weeks, I recommend to do it twice a week, but you can do it once a week if you you have limitations.
So patients see improvement at
after
the first
one
month,
treatment.
They already see.
Tomorrow you're going to see already improvement. I have no doubt.
Does
somebody
she
like
see
you,
it or feel it? She can't go down there and
no,
look
no,
at
no.
it.
You are going to know that there's improvement because your urgency is going to get better. Your stress urinary incontinence will be better. Your urging continence will get better. You are not going to leak as much urine. Overall, improvement. Things are going to be tighter there, no question about it. Like going to the gym. When you go to the gym, the next day you feel like,
yeah,
I'm going to show my bicep.
Hey, third
like,
bicep today. That's
know,
the third.
You feel like you feel better. You feel better. That's an
Keeps
exercise.
Keeps going to the left though. What's
that's
wrong
a,
with the
that's
right?
A, that's an
What's
exercise.
Wrong with the right?
That's an exercise to that area. Again, the most important muscle in the body, the muscle that we put the least amount of effort in.
What if someone really just wants to just have a really tight vagina? Do they just sit on this thing all the time? They come in for get a full time.
So if that's going to help vaginal tone, in my opinion, yes.
Yeah.
It's
right.
not FDA for that. It's not clear for that at all. But again, it's
like
overall.
The girls that pick up the dollar bills with their vagina. Do they use this?
They
should though, right?
You're killing
that'd
me.
That'd be good.
Captain Brian, you're killing me.
Captain,
it's
not going to be me picking up a dollar bill.
I've
right.
seen that. I heard about it. I
You're
never saw it.
Killing.
I heard about that.
There is something like that. I think I heard
yes.
about it too.
I've seen ping pong balls.
Yes, not in America.
I heard.
Not in America.
I think
not
so.
In America.
I think so.
But very, very exciting.
Okay.
Very, very exciting. We are going to continue to sit down. Captain, anything else?
I think that's good. I think we're going to wrap it up.
We're going to wrap it up, and you're going to continue to sit down, and I'm so excited for you.
Well, how many kegels in?
About 11,000.
11,000 kegels. 200 left, guys.
No, 11,200.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy for you.
Thank you very
Congratulations.
Much.
Congratulations.
Dr. Dawn, it's been a pleasure.
My pleasure.
Joni, thank you for being our guest, our patient today. This is the Captain's Log. I'm Captain Brian. Like us, follow us, share.
Please.
If you had a good time, give us a rating, even if it's a 1-star. He showed his guns, damn it, 3 times. Give him a star at least. We gotta go.
Keep sitting.
It was an exhausting day for me. No, just kidding. Joni finished up 11,200 kegels on the Captain's Log like a champ. Now she's going to go run a couple laps. She's going to do the rest, I don't know, swim some miles. What else are you going to do? How you feel?
Oh, it's endless possibilities now.
It's good, right?
Jump rope.
Dr. Dollar's my guest today. Joni's my guest. She did 11,200 kegels on the Captain's Log. It's a record for the Captain's Log. No one's ever done that many. No one's ever done that many kegels on the Captain's Log.
Gold medalist.
I got four. I did 4. Doc got 1. But he showed his biceps 3 times. So I'll give him a couple extras. Thanks for watching the Captain's Log. Tune in next time. Don't forget, ask your questions. Me and Dr. Dollar will answer them. He probably has the right ones. I'm just going to talk